Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Economic, environmental, and cultural changes are transforming today's China. These ideas are central to the new photography exhibit at the MSU Museum entitled Seeing China, Photographic Views and Viewpoints. MSU Professor of Photography Howard Boston is one of the curators. WKAR's Peter Worf met with Dr. Boston at the museum for a walkthrough last week. They studied the work of a few photographers and began by contrasting the bright colors of Frederick Marsh with the black and white work of Stephen Benson.
Stephen's project was to look at how China was going to be transformed and was being transformed during the huge engineering project that created the Three Gorges Dam. It was a project that went on for many, many years, and it has had major impact in terms of the environment of China, major impact in terms of the lives and history of China. Benson wanted to create this body of work because he was interested in visually preserving what was going to be totally wiped away once the dam began to be filled. And so he takes a trip sort of along the Yangtze River and ends up right near where the dam ends up being built.
Right. And it's a stretch of about 400 miles, yeah. I think.
What we see here, you know, he talks about the reservoir buried 13 cities, 140 towns, and 1,342 villages. That's an enormous amount of just total devastation to an area, and the devastation was being made, you know, in the name of progress. Right. And so what we see, you know, in these are very, very compelling images done in the very traditional black and white documentary style. Right. And Stephen's work was sort of done at the very tail end of the analog era of photography, so it's all film, right. All gelatin silver prints, and all relatively small images because of the nature of the film. Right. They're also very intimate images. So, for example, this photograph over here of that's just titled "Friends in Fuling." It's a very close-up, touching image of three men embracing.
Right. You know, each guy has his arm around the next guy's shoulder. They're obviously very close friends. They have a very peaceful looks on their face, happy to be together, and physically, you know, really, really close. Like you say, he does come in very close. At the same time, with this huge engineering project, one of the biggest engineering projects in human history, I think, if not maybe the biggest.
Certainly the biggest water project.
Right. We see these huge structures and huge scenes of bridges and gorges and people very small in the photo.
People very small. People in many respects who are visually, not just visually tiny, but I think probably from the perspective of the society, relatively unimportant as individuals. Right. You know, the picture that we were talking about of the three people, it was made in Fuling. Fuling is one of the places that no longer exists.
I was hoping we could contrast this across the room here with the work of Frederick Marsh and his color photography, really just dazzling colors that were all taken in Guangzhou, China.
Correct. One of the things that I think is interesting, if we're going to do a contrast between the two of them, is Fred's title of his series is "To Those Who Come After." So he is also very concerned about, in effect, creating a record of things that will no longer be the same and in the very near future. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the way we chose to present Fred's work was to try to do it in a sort of a thematic manner in which we start with images of the old China, the old city, the part of the city that is under tremendous threat of urban renewal, as you see in many, many places in China. And so as we sort of move from the beginning of the selection of Fred's photographs, we start seeing bits of modernity creeping into all of his frames.
Yeah, we're going from left to right here with something that has kind of a very old and almost decayed look. It sort of looks like maybe like the Jade Market, one of the marketplaces that I got to visit in Guangzhou. I'm not sure if that's where we are, but it has that look of antiquity to it.
Yes, it does, and that's, you know, that's precisely why we start with those couple of images. And as we get into it, we see this sort of, you know, mix of old and new. You've got a women's hairdressing shop and a men's barber shop. Particularly the men's barber shop is a riot of color, to say the least.
And another riot of color that I really liked in the middle of this collection. It's these beautiful boxes, lots of different beautiful colors, and they're all cartons of cigarettes.
That's right. As you get close, you realize that they are all cigarettes.
Yeah.
But as we sort of move through, we also see the lingering presence of Chairman Mao.
Right.
Sometimes as a young person and a poster in a some kind of shop.
Here he's painted on the side of a wall. It's beginning to fade and decay. And well, over here is Sun Yat-sen, too,
yes.
another historical figure.
Chinese figure.
That's the work of Frederick Marsh, part of the new Seeing China exhibit, Photographic Views and Viewpoints. I'm speaking with one of the curators, Howard Bawson, here at the MSU Museum. Howard, you've showed us some of the work of Stephen Benson, sort of a smaller form, black and white. We've moved to a slightly larger form with the work of Frederick Marsh and his brilliant colors. Can we look at something much more large scale now?
Yes. Philip Ritterman's work, also like Stephen Benson's, is a record of a journey. His project is called Emperor's River, Photographing Along China's Grand Canal. And the trip basically started in Beijing and goes down as far as Hangzhou. Philip Ritterman's work is monumental in scale. This first piece that we are looking at, titled Stone Bridge and Lumber Barge, is, you know, almost 4 feet tall. And probably about 8 feet wide, maybe a little shorter than that, but really quite huge. And it is not the largest image in the exhibition. There are some exhibitions that are 10 feet long. So one of the things that we see in Ritterman's work, unlike any of the others, is this huge scale for a place that is, for a country that is so large that I think most of us in the West have a hard time understanding just how large China really is. So in this last photograph, which is titled High Speed Train Underpass, we have sort of made this journey. We started with the ancient bridge, and we end up with one of China's brand new high speed trains that we certainly don't have in this country.
and this is a moment in time where people are kind of puttering along in their scooters on a wet dirt road going under an old bridge. But then all of a sudden, here's the train, and Ritterman just nails it.
Right, he just nails it. And there's the you know, the high-speed train. And as you look, you know, into the space, it's not, you know, you have this one guy who has this three-wheel motorbike that has a big, almost like truck bed, I guess we would say, on the back of it, filled with, you know, stuff he is bringing to market or, you know, just got from market or some such thing as that. And that itself is even kind of a mix of the old and, right. And the new.
Yeah. Howard Bossen at the MSU Museum. We've been talking about the exhibit Seeing China, which is happening here through August of 2015. Howard, thanks a lot for the tour and the conversation.
Well, thank you. It was wonderful to talk to you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.